thought about Derek Newton a couple weeks ago. How do you think he's going to be different products?
Newton? He's done a good job. He's been a solid guy all the way through. He's one of those guys I talk about a lot who's been here since day one, meaning April 7th when we started. He's worked extremely hard. He's a really good guy to coach. He tries to go out there every day and get better, and that's all you can ask for in a player.
Well, how do you prepare, I guess, for the shorter passes like the C.J. Spiller? It's getting the guys to recognize it as early as possible, but also making the tackle. You just take those short passes and make them into play.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. You know, he's a dynamic player. You know, anytime he's in the game, we better know, you know, that he's in the game, obviously. Fred Jackson's a dynamic player, so they've got a really talented backfield. That's going to be a big challenge for our defense. The other thing about CJ is he's one of the best kick returners in the league, as witnessed by his 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown against Miami. So we have our hands full with him.
DJ said this is the fastest he thinks he will face this year. Is that the first thing that jumps out when you look at their skill players?
The fastest team?
I guess, yeah, in terms of guys they'll have to cover up.
Yeah, they're fast. Yeah, they're fast, you know, across the board. You know, obviously Watkins is fast, and CJ's fast, Fred Jackson's fast, Woods is fast, Williams is fast. Yeah, I would agree with DJ there. You know, I don't know. I haven't seen all the teams yet. Maybe he has. He might know better than me, but they're one of the faster teams, that's for sure. I don't think there's any slow teams in this league, though. But who are we talking about, Tanya? I'm confused. Okay, so Sammy Watkins said what? Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask Sammy about that one. I'm not sure.
With Charlotte Bale and Teddy Pleasant a little banged up.
Yeah.
Probably short on
safety. Yeah.
Is that a concern, and you have plans for some of the corners when you play that?
That's definitely a concern, Dave. You know, anytime still go by the philosophy of next man up, but we feel like we have some options there, whether it's kind of what you just said or some other options, you know, as far as linebacker core and things like that. So, but anytime you lose guys to injury, multiple guys at one position, that's a little bit of a concern. So hopefully by Saturday we'll be able to have that shored up and understand what we have to do in the game plan to play good defense. Say that again. I would say so. Yeah, I wouldn't say that we would have that decided like tonight. I think so, John. You know, it's obvious that he's been working. You know, he's a place kicker first. So, and then he's a guy that did some punting for us, and he was very familiar with our system. And we really, you know, we think highly of him as a developing young player. So he was an option out there, and we brought him back. And, you know, it looks like he's been working on it. That's for sure. Yeah, we definitely thought that he could do both. You know, we brought him in as primarily a place kicker. We thought that was a good competition in training camp between him and Randy. And then he did some punting, and he was decent at that too. You know, when we give Shane the day off during preseason or the game off or whatever it might be, Boz did a pretty good job. So he was, like I said, he was an option, and we went that way.
Who decides Shane on the roster to punt and took somebody on the roster?
You'll have to see that on game day. Yeah, you have to let you figure that one out. There are multiple people on our roster that can punt. Yeah, seriously, yeah. There are probably four or five guys on our roster that have punted, whether it's been in high school or college or, yep, no doubt about it. There's guys on our roster that can punt and throw. There's guys on our roster that can punt, throw, and run. There's a lot of guys on our roster that can do different things.
What about Shane? Shane is a good holder.
He is.
Worry about the
donor. Yeah. You know, that's always, you know, when I started as a head coach at Penn State, that was something that came up with us at Penn State. And when you're not a head coach, you know, you don't always realize how important that is. And so as a head coach, obviously now I realize how very important that is to the place kicker. So, we have guys that are backup holders that have worked at that this week, and it's gone smoothly. But yeah, that's definitely something that's you know, that we have to really pay close attention to make sure that Randy's comfortable with who's holding for him.
Offensive line kind of struggled a little bit last week against the Giants. They may be going against the best defensive line in the NFL, one of them anyway, the Bills this week. Is it a matter of executing, or is it a matter of you got to maybe have to do some scheme, change some of the schemes that you work in order to be more?
Well, we're a game plan team, so what you saw last week, you might see some of that this week, you might not. It's really more what's appropriate to play the Bills. I think we all need to do better. You know, I don't think the offensive line was the only one that had a bad day. We gave up 30 points. We only scored 17. We didn't coach very well. So I think we all need to do better. But I think it, I believe these guys have had a good couple of days of practice, the offensive line, and I'll be looking for them to go out there and play well on Sunday.
Thank you.